This is 88.5 WFDD News. I'm Michael Burke. There's a new retailer coming to downtown Winston-Salem. The Mast General Store is known for their mountain shopping experience with handmade wooden rocking chairs, hiking apparel, and old-fashioned toys and candies. WFDD's Carrie Brown spoke with Sherry Moritz with the company, who says she sees Winston-Salem as a natural choice for their new store because the Camel is growing too.
It's interesting. Winston-Salem has a lot of things that we look for when we're looking for another location, and we grow very slowly. We don't want to overdo what we can handle, basically. So we grow a store like every 3 to 5 years. And in looking at Winston-Salem, we've been impressed with how they have begun to redevelop themselves into a destination for arts and dining, as well as technology and innovation.
When you think about Mass General stores, you usually think about it as a mountain store, a destination. How will Winston-Salem fit into all of this?
Well, in all of our communities, we strive to be a destination for people in the local area, as well as people who are traveling. So through becoming an ambassador for the city and telling people about neat things that we know about to kind of get people to explore on their own, whether they're locals or traveling, it's more about becoming a part of the community and interacting with the community than anything else.
Will some of those products be local?
In each of our stores, we try to carry some items that are made in the local area, rocking chairs that are made in nearby Troutman. Our socks are made in North Carolina. And with Winston-Salem kind of reinventing itself and adding some manufacturing back into the mix there, there's likely going to be products that we'll be carrying that are made right in Winston-Salem.
We have plenty of restaurants downtown, but there's really not a lot of shopping. I know the company has picked the former Coe Plaza on Trade Street. Mm-hmm. Are you preserving any of the buildings architecture or character?
Basically, what we do when we open a new old location is we go back and try to take it back to when that store was in its heyday. The Coe Plaza, or as we know it, the Brown Rogers Dixon building, was built in 1928. And at that point in time, that building had a goal of being the largest agricultural supply hardware company in the region. What we've discovered inside the building is it has these huge, giant concrete pillars. The wood floors were actually made in Asheville at the Biltmore Lumber Company, and the lumber was harvested from the Pisgah Forest. It's an interesting relationship. Our store designer is called a building whisperer, so he listens to the stories that that store is telling him and tries to bring that out to share with people now.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. I know that there are the Village Lofts apartments are being constructed above you guys. Mm-hmm. But this will be your 10th store, is that right?
Yes.
How many people will you employ?
We'll have about 30 employees in Winston-Salem.
Sherry, when do you plan to open in downtown Winston-Salem?
We don't have an exact date for our opening, but I can give you a neighborhood, which will be May of 2015.
That was WFDD's Carrie Brown in an interview with Sherry Moritz, Community Relations Manager for the Mast General Store.